Hey viewers, do you want to maximize your earning potential? Then learn how to become a successful storyteller. Remember listening to stories from our grandmothers in our childhood? Somehow, the end message used to be similar, the victory of good over evil. But how we connected with the characters made us sleep better and faster. Hence, proved that storytelling is a powerful tool that has been used for centuries to entertain, inform, and connect with audience. In today's world, storytelling is a part of many professions like marketing, advertising, and public relations. If you have grown up listening, building, and telling stories all the time, then storytelling might be a professional option. You can also learn how to become a professional storyteller and earn from your skills. This article here provides you how to become a professional storyteller and also techniques to boost your career. First and foremost, you have to find your niche, because finding your niche is crucial for becoming a professional storyteller. This means identifying the type of storytelling you excel at and enjoy the most. When it comes to finding your niche, it's important to be honest with yourself about your strengths and interests. If you love working with children, you can become a professional children's storyteller. Similarly, corporate storytelling may be a good fit if you have a background in business. You can also select an area which you do not have a knowledgeable grip on you, but you would like to learn and research more about that particular field. This way, you will get an opportunity to learn about a new field as well as get a chance to explore a different world. Once you have identified your niche, you can focus on building your storytelling method and expertise to position yourself as an expert in that field. Second step, develop your storytelling skills. So, to become a professional storyteller, the first step is to develop your skills. You can start to build them by reading books, attending workshops, and practicing your storytelling skills. Reading books on storytelling will help you understand the different elements of storytelling and how to use them effectively. Many classic books on the subject are worth reading, such as Anthology of New Writing by Shirin Quadri, Life Ceremony by Saikha Murata, and The Sea Clock by Nayaraus Karmath. Attending storytelling workshops and online courses can allow you to learn from experienced storytellers and get feedback on your own storytelling abilities. These classes can also provide you with a community of like-minded individuals who can offer support and inspiration. Practicing your storytelling skills is essential. One important skill to focus on is to develop your unique style and voice as a storyteller. Some ways you can practice is by try telling friends and family stories or joining a local storytelling group. Telling stories to a live audience will help you gain confidence and to get some live feedback. Another way to practice by recording yourself is by recording your story and listening to the recording to identify areas for improvement. Third step is to build your portfolio. Once you have mastered the art of storytelling, it is important to build a portfolio that showcases your work. Your portfolio can include your recordings of stories, writing down your stories, or creating visual representations of your stories. Initially, you can start making buckets of your stories and categorizing them into different sections according to their content. For example, if you want to focus on corporate storytelling, your portfolio can have samples of stories of businesses and organizations. If you want to focus on professional children's storytelling, your portfolio should include samples of stories you have told for children. A portfolio will give you something tangible to show a potential client or employer. It can also serve as a reminder of your progress and achievements. When creating your portfolio, Keep in mind that the quality of your work is more important than the quantity. Including only your best stories and make sure that portfolio is well organized and easy to navigate. Coming to the fourth step, network and market yourself. They say, Itko, your network is your net worth. Networking is an integral part of any career and storytelling is no exception. Your networking skills will ensure your stories reach more audience. You can market yourself by attending storytelling events, joining storytelling groups, building a story on strong online presence. In addition, you can attend networking events and participate in storytelling competitions to get your name out there. This will allow you to meet other storytellers and learn about work opportunities. Participating in storytelling competitions can also help you to gain visibility and recognition in the various storytelling communities you may never have heard of. A website and active social media accounts are other mediums to showcase your work and connect with potential clients. Your website should include information about your services. And this is how you can make your career successful as a professional storyteller. Today's story name is Wisdom is Better Than Strength. There was a small city called State Zamba. The people of Zamba were rich. They had created great walls all around the city state to safeguard it from enemies. Once, an adjoining state attacked Zamba. All the villagers lying outside the walls were captured by them. However, the enemy could not enter through the strong gates and walls. So they thought of surrounding the city for a long time so that the people of Zamba would starve for want of food and surrender before them. After 4 months, the king summoned all the people and said, "We have exhausted everything. It may not be possible for us to continue with our residence because now we would all starve and die of hunger." The people agreed to surrender before the enemy. Just then, a little 10-year-old girl named Sita arrived at the court. "I can save the state from the enemy," said Sita. "I want only a sheep." A sheep was brought to the king's court. Sita asked for rice and gram. Some gram and rice were bought. "Feed this rice and gram to the sheep," said Sita. The rice and gram were fed to the sheep. "Now open the gates of the city and leave these sheep to go into the fields," said Sita. The sheep was let out of the city gate. People saw the enemy soldiers approaching and taking away the sheep. The next day, people climbed on the city wall to look for the enemy. But they could not see any enemy. People informed the king. The king summoned Sita to the court. "How did the enemy go away?" asked the king. Sita replied, "The sheep was taken away by the enemy. They tore its stomach open. They found rice and gram in it. Seeing that we have enough food even to feed our animals, they thought that it was not possible to defeat Zamba. So they all went away." Everyone praised the little girl for his intelligence. That is the reason wisdom is better than strength. See you next time with a nice story. Today, the story is about the tale of sands. So, let's begin the story. A stream from its source in far-off mountains, passing through every kind and description of countryside, at last reached the sands of the desert. Just as it had crossed every other barrier, the stream tried to cross this one. But it found that as fast as it ran into the sand, its water disappeared. The stream was certain that its destiny was to cross this desert. and yet there was no way to get across. And then a hidden voice coming from the desert sand itself whispered to the stream, "The wind crosses the desert and so can you." The stream grumbled and that it was racing towards the sand with all its might, but that it was only getting absorbed. It pointed out that the wind could fly. This was why it could cross a desert. By hurting at things in your usual energetic way, you will get across the voice, cool the voice of the sands. You will either disappear or become a marsh. You must allow the wind to carry you over to your destination. "But how can the wind carry me?" sobbed the frustrated stream. "You can be carried, but only by allowing yourself to be absorbed into the wind," the sand whispered. The stream did not like the idea of being swallowed up by the wind at all. After all, it had never been absorbed before. It did not want to lose its individuality, and once having lost it, how was it known that it could ever find it again? "The wind," said the voice, "can help you. It takes up water, carries it over the desert, then lets it fall again. Falling as rain, the water again becomes a river." "But how can I know that this is true?" moaned the stream. "It is true," said the voice. "And anyway, if you don't listen to me, the best you can hope to become is a gnomer. And even that could take you many, many years. And being a quagmire isn't nearly as good as being a stream. Whatever happens, you can't say exactly the same as you were now," the voice said. "But if you act now, the wind will carry you most important part away, so it can reform into a wonderful new stream." When it heard this, a shadow of a memory flitted across the thoughts of the stream. Dimly, it remembered a state in which it and some part of it had once been held in the arms of the wind. It also remembered that the way back then, allowing the wind to swallow it up, hadn't seemed like most the obvious thing to do either. So with a whimper of fear, the stream raised his vapor into the welcoming arms of the wind. And the wind gently carried his vapor up and away, letting it fall softly as soon as they reached a mountain, many, many miles away. And because it had been so worried about what would happen, the stream was able to really appreciate its new home. And with a sigh of relief, it realized that it now knew what it really meant to be a stream. And back in the desert, the sand smiled to themselves, saying, "We knew all along the stream would be just fine. Stretching from the mountain to the river, as we do, we see this sort of thing every day." And that is why it is said that the stream of light is, the stream of life is written in the sands. So, did you like the story? How was it?